have his ass.
Hey, Coach, how you been?
Leon Swan. Now, why ain't I surprised to see you snooping around my football field first day of practice?
Well, that's because you've got a good-looking football team. Maybe good enough to add another national championship trophy to the old case downstairs?
That's kind of like my old man told me one time, Leon. The only thing better than a crawfish dinner is five crawfish dinners.
Hey, here comes the shithead.
It's clean. It's cold. That's what I call high quality H2O.
Oh! Right in the head! It's over there!
Any unused magic in that legendary green playbook of yours, Rick?
I may have a couple squirreled away in there for a rainy day.
Not exactly what I'd call constructive chemistry, but...
It's not like you could use a shower, Dickie.
Listen, you can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
You need to amuse yourself at my expense. Just rough me up or something.
Fair enough.
I couldn't do myself. Please.
If I'm
asking, get over here.
Yes, sir, Coach. What is that moron doing here?
Can
I tell you as plain as I could speak to get rid of his ass last year? Yes, sir, but I didn't think you were serious, Coach. Besides, he does a great job.
Disrupting my football team, you idiot. 18 years of this is enough. Hey, water boy!
Yes, Mr. Coach, for you.
You're fired!
Okay.
Bobby Boucher, come give your mama a kiss.
I see.
Oh.
Why are you home so early, my precious angel?
Mama, something bad happened today.
Somebody hurt you, my boy. Who hurt you? You tell mama who hurt you.
Nobody, mama. It's just that I lost my position as the team's water distribution engineer.
Why, that's the best news I heard in a dog's age. Now you'll be able to spend your days at home where you belong.
Yes, but I was thinking, Mama, maybe I could try to get another water boy job for a different team.
Don't you raise your voice to me, Bobby Boucher.
I wouldn't raise my voice, Mama. I don't like confrontations. I'm a Virgo.
Who told you was a Virgo?
Dickie Valancourt, that girl.
A girl? Bobby Boucher. Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, Mama.
Does
Chris saw an ass at Lawson's Creek this morning.
Really?
We looked for carfish together. Her name's Vicky.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Mama, it's just that I'm a water boy. The team gets thirsty, and I bring them the water. They need the water, and I like to be the one that brings it to them.
Yeah, and they'd like to give you a boot and up a tooth for all your trouble. Bobby, you don't have what they call the social skills. The people don't understand you. That's why you never have any friends, except for your mama.
Well, all I know is this, Jimmy. Next Friday, August 29th, at the Baton Rouge Exposition Center, I'm going to open a can of whip-ass on Herculon, and I'm going to drive him back into whatever galaxy he came from. And that's a promise.
Strong words from a strong man, Captain Insano. Now let's take a call. It's our old friend from Jackson's Bayou, Mr. B.
Hello, Jim. Is it possible to speak to Captain Insano?
Shoot, Mr. B.
Captain Insano, I notice sometimes when you are wrestling or opening up a can of whoop-ass, as you like to say, you seem to be sweating quite profusely.
Yeah?
I was wondering if perhaps you might need the services of an experienced water boy.
That's pretty cute. How old are you, kid? 11? 12?
I'm 31 years old.
I guarantee that guy's still a virgin.
This is where they strip the ball from us, and then we miss one tackle. There are two tackles, right? The Joe drops the ball. Whoops, he has time to pick it up and dust it off and run in for a touchdown before our guys even know what's going on. Oh. Hello.
My name is Bobby Boucher, and I am inquiring as to whether you have the need for an experienced water boy on your upcoming season.
Nice suit.
Thank you. It was my daddy's.
Hold the thought.
Yeah.
Shh, 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 shh. Come on. Come here. Come here. Come on.
Come on, everybody.
All right, this is it.
Okay.
This is the play. This is the play. This is the play. Okay. The quarterback. Two receivers lined up to the left. One to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He gives the ball. No, he doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Now, once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No. He fakes to the right. He doesn't fake. He thinks about fake. He pretends to fake. I don't know where I am. I can't breathe. Oh, this room is getting smaller. I have to sit down.
Hang on here. Take some water. All right, dear.
This is good.
This is much better than what I serve.
That is the water that you serve to your place.
Uh-huh.
It is imperative that you allow me to be your water boy.
I can't hire you. I can't hire anybody with a poor...
You do not have to pay me. I will do it for free. Just promise me that you will never distribute the contents of that jug to any human person.
That's a deal.
It's a deal? Thank you so much, Coach Klein. I will not let you down. Good day.
Good day.
I'll see you at practice.
Hey, Bang, 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 bang.
Hagen, that. Pass it over. Relax. Sorry, I told me tug dog here. Me tug dog
here. Okay. Just have the defense run sprints.
I get right there, come on. All right, now, hey. Lead off, eh? Now we will kind of fuck all we go with. Next we are going to book all that my back.
Yo, water's better cold.
Yes, I agree. But to guarantee that the H2O is purified, it's good to use the heating source, Stoino. It's like my mama always said, better safe than sorry.
My mama says that too. Aren't all mamas the same?
Yes.
Derek, I kick the field goals around here.
We can listen up.
I need your cooperation. I need it now.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah. He has his good days and his bad days. He used to be an assistant coach at some big football school, but he had a mental breakdown or something. Don't worry, he'll snap out of it. Let me know when it cools down, baby.
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Hey, did y'all get a load of the new water boy?
Let's make him feel right at home. Jerry, go right. Casey, go left. Way left. Wrong one. There you go.
I think he's eager to shoot his egg on that thing. Sorry.
Hey! Water boy! Check this out. Hey, water boy! Check this out.
Oh, my. Was my little aquatic engineer about to bash one of my football players?
Well, he's bitten a cooler.
He happens to be a finely tuned athletic machine. And I ain't gonna have him hit in the head by some idiot water boy.
Do you understand me?
Are you all right?
But I wasn't going to do nothing, Coach.
Well, you better do something. You got to defend yourself here, Bobby.
But they finally tuned athletic machines.
I am not telling you to go on a shooting rampage. But you have to stand up for yourself, or they're going to ride you all season long. Believe me. I've seen it myself.
Hey, moron!
Hey! Moron!
Duh! Look at me! I'm the water boy, duh! I got a wooden spoon, duh!
Smell like you could use a shower, Stinky!
You're fired!
Stop making fun of me!
Wow.
Damn. He's killed, though.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
Who that? Who there?
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son,
just opened a whole case of Warpath. I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Me? Play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama won't let me play no football.
We're going to go home. You and I, we're going to talk to Mama.
That snake looks delicious. What part do you think I'm about to eat?
Basically, a snake don't have parts. But if I had to call it anything, I would say it's his knee.
Great. His knee. And what are we having for dessert?
Squirrel.
Excellent. Let's talk about Bobby playing football.
I don't like it, Mr. Coach Klein. I don't like it one bit. You see, my boy is too delicate to be playing foosball and whatever you call it with them gargantuans.
I don't think you understand, Mrs. Boucher.
No, you don't understand me, Mr. Coach Klein. My boy is all I got left. Ow!
It's the brain pain, Coach.
You see, my husband, Robert, one day back in 1966... pick up sticks. And me, 4 months pregnant with this precious angel. He decides he wants to go and help the foreign peoples. He's gonna go and join the Peace Corps. And he promised me that everything's gonna be okay. Just like you promising me now. But everything wasn't okay. No. He got lost in the middle of the Sahara Desert. And he died. He died.
He gonna get no water, Coach. He died of the dehydration.
And we were left all alone.
I would have got my daddy some water, but I just had a baby inside Mama's stomach.
And now you want to take away the only part of my Robert I had left.
But don't you want the only part you've got left to get a college education?
Nah.
Me, a college student?
Yes. Bobby, think about it. A whole new world will open to you.
Boy, Mama, that sounds nice. Me, a college man?
Coach, my Bobby's a sweet boy, but he ain't exactly what you call college material. So don't you go filling his simple head with all those crazy dreams of school and college and things of that sort.
But, Mama, I'm tired of everybody calling me a dummy. I'm tired of not having any friends.
Yeah, and my ass is tired of sitting here and jawing all night. I'm going to bed. Nice to meet you, Mr. Coach. Good luck with your foosball. Bobby, after you let Mr. Coach out, you come into my bedroom. Mama will brush your hair.
You know, when I was your age, my mother told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison. But what Mama don't know won't hurt her. I trust you'll make the right decision.
Everybody's gonna laugh at us.
Everybody's already laughing at us. We ain't won a game since 1994.
Hey. What's up, baby?
Hey.
Where's your helmet?
They're at Wireless. They don't got no more helmets.
Here. You can share mine.
Try it on, man. See if it fits.
All right.
Thanks, friend.
What a dink.
Come on, huddle up. All right, we have an announcement to make. Our former water boy, Bobby Boucher, is going to play some linebacker for us.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now, please.
Not yet. All right, now I want to work with the offense. I want to work with the defense, special teams, go with Farrah Fran, do some laps.
Shit.
Line up on the ball. All right. Third and ten.
Yeah, you know. That's the offense's last opportunity to gain 10 yards before they have to punt. Gee, he's going to run the option.
Option? He ain't never going to be able to figure this out, Coach.
Yes, he is. Now, Bobby, you waterboyed for 18 years. Didn't you occasionally watch the game?
Oh, no, I had a lot to keep me busy. Checking the pH levels and refilling the cups.
All right, well, then let's just keep it simple. Casey, I want you to tackle Casey like you did Gee yesterday.
Right now?
Right now. Go.
Does he know about this?
Doesn't matter. You're a warrior. Go.
What you doing?
Afraid to use all of your strength. You know, he's resilient. He's a resilient guy. Okay?
Hey, Casey, I think he wants to make out with you.
Okay, that's enough. Is there any sport that you do watch? You know, a physical sport? Boxing, hockey?
Wrestling.
Wrestling is good. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Well, even though he was slightly discourteous to me recently, I'm going to have to say Captain Insano.
Okay. I want you to do to Casey what Captain Insano does to the bad guy. Go.
Ow! He poked me in the eye.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Bobby, where was the intensity that I saw yesterday?
That wasn't no intensity. You said it was all right to fight back, and I just started thinking about all the people who've been mean to me over the years.
That's it. I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel. We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
I want you to pretend that Casey is insulting you.
Pretend?
I want you to visualize all those people that have been mean to you, and then I want you to attack. I want you to visualize and then attack. Can you handle that?
I tried.
Just gonna try.
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid to do what your coach tells you? No!
No, what?
I didn't mean to hurt you. Coach told me to pretend.
Bobby, can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this?
Coach, not only will I do it for you, I I'll do it for you.
So, why you pick this class anyway? It's pretty hard.
Oh, beautiful view.
All right. Y'all shut up now. Now, last week, we talked about the physiology of the animal brain as it pertains to aggression. Now, is there anyone here that can tell me why most alligators are abnormally aggressive?
I know the answer to this question. Raise your hand.
Anybody? Anyone? Yes or you, sir?
Mama says that alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
Your mama said alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush. Wow. Anybody else? Hey, yes, the user.
Alligators are aggressive because of an enlarged medulla oblongata. It's the sector of the brain which controls aggressive behavior.
That is correct. The medulla oblongata.
Mama said.
The medulla oblongata is where anger, jealousy, and aggression come from. Now, is there anybody here can tell me where happiness comes from?
No.
Anyone?
All right. Let's hear what Mama has to say on the subject.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Well, folks, Mama's wrong again.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong. Mama's right.
It's okay to fight back. Coach Klein said I could. Mr. Coach Klein said I could. It's fine, fellas.
Well, Mud Dog fans, it's time to kick off another year of Mud Dog football. With the weight of a 40-game losing streak on their back, everyone seems to be digging in for the long haul.
Take that in the street, it's up to my ankle.
What you doing, Barbie?
Oh, Lord, that's some heavy-duty armpit saturation. That's an early warning sign of the dehydration. You got to have H2O, please.
Look, you need to stop worrying about water, baby, and start worrying about the game today, okay? Yeah. Now, just do whatever you did to Colonel Sanders, and you'll be fine.
I will, thank you. I feel bad about lying to my mama. I wonder what she's doing right now.
Kickoff return. The Mud Dogs offense takes the lead.
Everybody, you can do it. Gain some yards. Put some points on the board. Come on.
Hey, Walter, I'll bet you $50 Giger and Walt throws a touchdown pass on the first play. Check it out.
Blue 22. Punt.
You owe me $50.
You said it was going to be a touchdown pass, you crazy asshole.
Go. Hold him. You can do it. Come on. This is just like we practiced, okay? Okay, go. Come on.
Watch where you're going, needle dick.
$390.
Not full of retards. Find out what college football's all about.
$390. Check. Red 18.
Needle dick. $390.
Yeah.
Your name is Needle Dick.
I knew that this was a good idea.
I'm out from the game.
Yeah, this is for you. Enjoy.
I want a more! Stop it! You're fine!
Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
I said Joe Montana.
We're tied at 7 with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Eagle cover two, ready?
Best of luck to you on an upcoming play.
I'll be playing with your mama tonight.
62.
Roll, 22,
cut! Drop back. Looks like a screen pass.
62! There you are!
Looks like O'Shea knocked him out cold.
I
love my mama very much. Now you know that.
The water boy handed them a game. What an idiot.
Water boy, you stink!
Nice job, shithead. You just lost us the game.
I'm sorry. Would you please still be my friend?
No! Get away from me!
Okay.
Excuse me. May I help you?
Hey, Stud.
Vicky Valancourt, this is quite a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I just got out of jail. I heard you were playing football.
Yes, well, I
we live a pie on our day. We live a pie on our day.
Yes.
Why in here?
So what say we go and get something to eat, catch up on things?
Oh, Mama's not a big fan of restaurants or of me going to one. But if you like, sometimes Mama, she got to, on a Sunday afternoon, there's a grill with a charcoal biscuit.
You want me to come to a barbecue?
Yes, that's it.
Sounds great. Hey, and by the way, I hope you like what I did to y'all lawnmower. That does astrology on Good Morning America. She really ought to pack it in. Listen to what she said for Sagittarius. She goes, "You're going to be faced with a difficult decision today." But the thing is we're all faced with difficult decisions every day. That's like saying you're going to eat today.
Yeah, maybe by leaving her predictions vague and generalized, there's less of a chance of someone finding out she's a phony.
Whatever, college boy.
Don't say college boy. Here comes Mama.
Oh, okay.
That looks nice, Mama. Here you go, Vicky Valancourt.
Thank you.
Mama, Vicky is an astrologer.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
You sure played great yesterday, Bobby.
What did my boy play great?
Water boy. Yeah, water boy. He played water boy great. Everybody who was thirsty got a drink right away. Yesterday at the football game.
Foosball. Bunch of overgrown monsters manhandling each other. Remember when that man wanted you to play foosball, Bobby?
Roy Orbison came. Coach Klein, I remember.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No, Mama. The search continues.
What do you think if Bobby did play football, Mrs. Bushank?
Well, I wouldn't think much of it at all. And to tell you the truth, I don't think much of you and all your snotty questions, Miss Valancourt. I'm quite disturbed to see that you're so interested in my boy.
I'm very, very interested in your boy, Miss Bushank.
Really? Well, did he tell you about how much his feet smell?
No, no.
He has to wear two pair of socks.
Well, men are supposed to have stinky feet.
Well, are men supposed to wear pajamas featuring a cartoon character by the name of Deputy Doll?
Mama, please.
Well, you know what? I happen to find Deputy Dog to be very, very sexy.
Did he tell you about a little bedtime problem?
Mama, I'm begging you, don't.
That's his sheep back there.
Phil, excuse me, ladies. I'm going to go hang myself.
Now, you see what you done?
What I did?
Now, you listen here, Cupcake. The onlyest woman in my boy's life is me. Nobody's going to take him away. Especially not some godless Jezebel like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, your Bobby is a grown man. And guess what? He can hang out with whoever he wants.
Oh, yes, he can. Whoever he wants. Except you. Bobby, that woman is a devil. And I want you to stay away from her. You hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Now, you come on inside while that little witch casts a spell on us.
I'm sorry, Vicky Valancourt.
Whatever.
When we report on the SCLSU Mud Dogs here on SportsCenter, it's usually to add another number to their amazing losing streak, which now stands at 41. But now, Bobby Boucher has given us another reason. In the Mud Dogs' latest loss this past Saturday, the amazing 31-year-old freshman set a new NCAA record by sacking the quarterback 16 times, shattering the old record of 7. And oh, by the way, Bobby Boucher is also the team's water boy, which of course begs the question, what exactly are they putting in the water down at Jackson's Bayou, Louisiana?
We're deadlocked at 3 with less than a minute to go.
We are one family with one dream. There are 40 of you on this team, not just one. Bobby can't do this by himself. Now get out there and make something happen. All right, sacrifice your bodies. Go, yeah! go. Thank you.
Bobby, you're going to have to do this by yourself because there is nobody on this team that's any good. Now look, I can't stand losing anymore. We've got to win one game. Can you go out there and make something happen? Visualize an attack.
Yes.
Visualize an attack.
Yes.
Please.
Central Kentucky's now down to their third-string quarterback. Good news, folks. First-string quarterback Tommy Gardner does not have a broken neck.
Blue 52!
Halt! I forbid you to talk to that enchantress. She's the devil!
She's not the devil. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I never said she was the devil!
She's the most beautiful woman in the world! Oh, please don't hurt me!
Oh, my God! Come on! Raise him in! Okay!
Sorry, Mama. Please forgive me. I love you so much, Mama. I love you.
I love you, too.
We won, baby!
This will be a big party tonight, and you going.
Yeah? The party?
Yeah, baby!
Thank you. It was my daddy. Mama don't know I'm here, but I took these out of the icebox. Louisiana hotcakes.
Thanks. Come on in.
Look who's here, Sergeant Stutter.
You want a beer?
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
You just make a joke, Bobby.
Yes, I did.
Good one.
See, now that you finally won a game, right, you feel looser, the pressure is off, and that will lead to a lot more victories.
Yeah, that and a water boy getting 20 sacks a game.
That too.
Professor, we still having our test on amphibians and reptiles next Friday?
Yes, sir. That is it. It's all right with you.
Now, of course it is.
And my best regards to your dear mama.
Let's talk to the water boy.
You played amazing at the game today, Bobby.
And you are so cute.
Is there a girl you're seeing?
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
You are a bad boy. I wish you were my boyfriend.
Oh, thank you. But you see, there's this girl, Vicky Valancourt. She may be the devil, Mama said that. Consequently, I'm prohibited from contact with her. But I hope to get past that one day, because she's nice to talk to.
Lead on, Dagger. Lead on, Dagger.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
pain. Premium filler. I call my thing for much more than the pain. I call my thing for much more than the pain.
Gentlemen, we have a very special guest here today. Let's have a warm LT welcome, Bobby Boucher. Come on, Bobby.
Thank you, Mr. Navigator.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I do is I start tackling the quarterback unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Vicky Valancourt. What you doing here?
I'm nothing. I was just thinking about stealing LT's Porsche over there. But I suppose I ought to be moving on before I get you in trouble with your mama.
But Mr. Coach Klein said that what mama don't know won't hurt her. So maybe we could ride home together.
Really?
If you'd like to.
Okay.
Interested in astrology and mystical stuff like that, you might appreciate this.
That's water from a glacier in Alaska. It was blessed by an Eskimo medicine man.
It's cold.
Yes, it's always cold. That's why it's so special.
That happened to be my first time with the lips and the tongue. That was your tongue. I believe it was the. I never did that before.
Well, that was your first kiss. Damn, I bet it's the first time you've seen a pair of these.
Yes, yes. That is another first for me, and I appreciate what you're showing me right now. Vicky Valancourt, I think Mama's up.
Devil.
You better get going.
My God, Bobby. I mean, sometimes I just don't know why I'm bothered with you.
You ain't even a man.
Looks like the Cinderella SCLSU Mud Dogs, led by linebacker Bobby Boucher, are going to fall one victory short of that Bourbon Bowl bid. Iowa could win the game by nailing this 20-yard field goal.
Yeah, but the Mud Dogs have played a sensational football game. Let's take a look at the way Boucher ended the Hawkeyes' last drive. Here we see Boucher instantly penetrating the pocket.
There's a lot of pain and shame in those eyes.
It's all over.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Difficult to watch, Chris.
Gonna kick some names and take some ass!
Bobby!
Water sucks. Gatorade is better.
What?
Use it on the field.
Gatorade not only quenches your thirst better, it tastes better too, idiot.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No, it's not.
It really, really sucks.
You don't mean it. You're bad people.
With yesterday's come-from-behind victory, the SCLSU Mud Dogs earned a New Year's Day date with Red Bellew and the Louisiana Cougars in the first annual Bourbon Bowl. But not only has the Waterboy changed SCLSU's fortunes, he's got other teams looking around the sidelines for talent. In fact, yesterday, Michigan, devastated by injury, experimented with their towel boy at wide receiver. But the towel boy ran into a laundry list of problems.
See so many of you here tonight. It reminds me just about how special this season really was. Not just for the team, not just for the students, but for each and every one of you
in our small corner of Louisiana!
You can do it!
Oh, yes, we can. And yes, we will. Because we've got a young man who has been so vital to our success. A wonderful student athlete. And a wonderful friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Boucher!
Thank you so much for being my friends.
You can do it!
I also like to take this opportunity to tell you that my mama don't know I play football. So if you could not tell my mama I play football, that would be for the best.
We're trying to get to the Bourbon Bowl. But looks like we ended up in Retardville, USA. Hey, Waterboy. You fixing to tackle all of us?
Kick his water-loving ass, Greg.
I asked you a question, dumbass.
You eat a dick. Saw your head off.
You can do it! Cut his fucking head off!
Oh, hold it, hold it. Just a minute. Now, what is the problem here, honey? I mean, whatever it is, we don't want this to get physical. Right, Klein?
Yeah, well, your team acting like a bunch of shitheads.
Greg, this is not how ambassadors for the University of Louisiana are supposed to act. So now you just get back on the bus. However, assault with a deadly weapon. Very, very serious offense. Officer, get her a little country ass out of here.
Thank you, Vicky.
Ah, it's the water boy. I got something for you. This is his transcript from South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. Now, the problem with that, there ain't no South Lafayette High School in Cherokee Plains, Louisiana. So obviously, this is a fake. However, this is not a fake.
This is from the NCAA. They don't think you ought to play football no more. So allow me to say this to you one more time. You're fired.
Oh, no! We suck again!
You ever see a championship ring? Well, we're messing with the champ. Come on, Lesby.
You didn't go to high school, Bobby?
I was homeschooled. I didn't know I needed...
Forge a fake transcript.
No, I did it.
The water boy's a cheater! Cut his head off! Yeah.
Listen, everybody. This don't change nothing. We played as a team. We won as a team. And just because the water boy's a cheater, don't change the fact that the real Mud Dogs are going to kick some cougar ass. Mud Dog! 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 Mud Dog!
And you're deeply appreciated, Mr. Dodd. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Good news, Bobby. The NCAA is going to allow you to play in the Bourbon Bowl.
Yes.
You just have to pass the high school equivalency test.
It's not the test, Coach. Everybody hates me.
That's not true.
One man said he wanted to decapitate me, and nobody else thought that to be too bad of an idea. Somebody made me look like a cheater.
I did it.
With me. Why?
Because I wanted you to play. Because you were my way out, Bobby. Because it was the only way to get you in. I am so sorry.
Why didn't you stick up for me down by the river?
The truth is, I fled. I came into my office, I went under my desk, I cried like a 10-year-old girl! Red and I have a history. 20 years ago, we were assistants to Coach Kavanaugh at University of Louisiana. Red ran the practices, and I used to come up with the plays. Oh, boy, was I good. I would write these foolproof plays in my little green notebook that I had. The opposition didn't even know what hit them. And when Coach Kavanaugh was going to retire, me and Red, we just knew that one of us was going to be a successor. Hey, Red.
How you doing?
By to wish me luck?
Well, not exactly. No. Actually, I come by to get you to do a real little favor.
Sure. What's up?
Oh, you know that green notebook you used to write all them football plays in? Well, I need to show Kavanaugh that I come up with some good play ideas.
But you didn't come up with them. They're my plays. I need them.
Klein, I'm going to have this book. One way or another, so you might as well let the damn thing go, because if you don't, it's going to get awfully, awfully physical around here. And I don't think you want that, do you?
Huh? Of course, Red got the job. Next day, fired me. Once he had my notebook, he didn't need me anymore. I didn't take it very well. No, Grandma, I didn't get it. I can't believe it myself. I know. I'm so numb. I just hate him.
That is a terrible story, Coach, but why don't you just come up with some new plays?
I try. I can't.
Yes?
I guess I have a mental block, you know, ever since Red took my playbook and my manhood. I knew what he was going to do. And I just didn't fight back.
Well, you're going to show him that you're a man on Saturday.
And I'm going to show everybody that I'm not a dummy. I'm going to go study.
Mama, maybe you could stop brushing my hair so I can read.
Read? You never get to read. What you reading for?
Because I enjoys it, Mama.
Don't look like to me you enjoys it. Sitting there all grouchy.
Mama, I gotta read this book and six other books tonight or else I can't play foot.
Ball. Foosball? You playing the foosball behind my back?
The only reason I'm doing it is so I can go to school.
School? You going to school? Ow!
Sorry, Mama. I wanted to tell you.
You old gallivant with your fancy foosball friends at school while I'm sitting here all day with nobody to keep me company? Is that Steve? The chickens are coming home to roost, Bobby Boucher. You reap the fruit of your selfish ways. You gonna lose all your fancy foosball games and you're gonna fail your big exam because school is...
The devil? Everything is the devil to you, Mama! Well, I like school, and I like football, and I'm gonna keep doing them both because they make me feel good. And by the way, Mama, alligators are ornery because they're medulla oblongata. And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
The Louisiana High School Equivalency Examination consists of 300 multiple choice questions. You have 3 hours. Good luck to you, sir.
Electricity?
That's nonsense. I invented electricity. Ben Franklin is the devil.
I can't believe you got a 97.
I can't believe I told Mama that I got feelings for you.
Well, welcome to your manhood, Bobby Boucher. When we get a little more time, I'll welcome you properly.
Yes, once again, I'm not quite sure what that means, but you know, we should keep going. I told the coach that I'd drive to the game with him.
I was with you 2 to 4 last night. You tell
me. Bobby, your mama got sick this morning. She's in the hospital.
Mama, what have I done? I'm so sorry, Mama. Doctors say they can't figure out what's wrong with her. But I know what's wrong. She got a broken heart because of me.
Mama, that's ridiculous.
Everybody else in this town turned on me at the drop of a hat. Mama is the only one who really cares if I live or die. She's my whole world. Will you just leave us alone?
She'll be fine, Bobby. We better get going. God knows what the team is doing with just former Fran watching them.
was on the television, Mama. The devil. My resolution is to never hurt you again.
They're sorry. They're sorry for not supporting you when it meant the most. But you do have friends. And one of them wants to say something. Come on.
I am not what you would call a handsome man. The good Lord chose not to bless me with charm, athletic ability, or a fully functional brain. You see, you're an inspiration to all of us who weren't born handsome and charming and cool and
Bobby, if your mama could only hear us right now, we would tell her what a fine boy she raised. And how much your playing football means to this town.
But she can't hear you, because she's unconscious. I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but please keep your voices down so Mama can get her rest.
But wake her ass up! We're gonna win tomorrow!
Mama, thank God you're okay. I'm so sorry. I was so bad, Mama. You were right about everything. I've been a real knucklehead.
Oh, hush, baby. You should have seen this a long time ago.
Oh, my word. Is that my daddy?
No. This guy I dated before I met your father. Oh, you could iron a shirt on his stomach. Well, that was lust, not love. Turn the page. That's your daddy. So handsome. Read on.
Dear Helen. Who's Helen?
That's my first name, Bobby.
Oh. I have arrived here in New Orleans. It is even more beautiful than in the picture book. I'm sure I have no problem finding work, so you can expect my next letter to contain lots of money. Your loving husband, Robert. That's nice, Mama. Dear Helen, that's you. I found a job as a lemonade vendor, but sorry, no money yet. New Orleans is an expensive city. Expensive but fun. Hope all is well. Robert, to whom it may concern, this will be my last letter. We have grown apart over these last 6 weeks. I now have two loves in my life. Big city living and a voodoo woman named Phyllis. Ciao, Roberto.
He changed his name to Roberto. I guess he thought it was more exotic.
But Mama says that... I mean, you say that my dad...
Bobby, your daddy didn't go into no Peace Corps. He deserted us, baby.
No, no, Mama. Mama, you shouldn't be dredging up these painful memories in your condition.
Oh, hush. Your Mama's as healthy as an ox, and as dumb as one to boot. I was so scared you'd abandon me, too. I've made you abandon all those people who depend on you. I hid you away from the world, Bobby Boucher. But I can't hold you to myself no more. Because everyone's seen how wonderful you are.
Oh, Mama.
Now, you go play foosball with your friends.
Welcome to ABC's coverage of the Bourbon Bowl. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brad Musburger, along with my colleague Dan Fouts. And the big story here, Dan, is a game that's lost some of its luster without its star player, the water boy, Bobby Boucher.
You know, Red's got a couple of solid early rounders out there.
I know, but I really wanted to scout that water boy. It reminds me of Greg Lloyd.
Nah, Zach Thomas.
Whatever.
Is she ready?
Oh, yeah. She's a mob and ready.
Come on, Bobby!
We are underway. The opening kickoff is a beauty. But Holdsworth is going to bring it out from 9 yards deep.
Come on.
Dan, they're showing no respect for this team without Boucher. Good reason, Prince. 109 yards untouched. Touchdown, Cougars. They strike first. Time running down in the first quarter. Cougars lead is 17-0.
Set! Green, 33!
Oh, Dan, the quarterback can't even get the ball off before he's hit.
Brent, it's as if they're in the offensive huddle with
him. Are you going to finish that hot dog, Jimmy?
No, I'm not.
Mama, you think we'll make it on time? Hang on! I tell you what, I ain't day fighting, cut me!
That's the end of the half. The Cougars are dominating. Let's hope the Mud Dogs can make some adjustments.
Well, they better because they suck. Mm-hmm.
Anybody got an idea?
Hey. Remember the time Bobby tackled the referee by mistake?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. How about the time he tackled a guy from Louisville and threw him into the stands?
Y'all remember when he intercepted the ball and his pants fell off and then he ran for the touchdown bare ass?
Remember the time Bobby Boucher on the lead, quarterback run away, you're the same as you want Bobby Boucher to hire you.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl, do you?
Hey, sorry about giving you so much shit this year. You're the heart and soul of this team, Bobby.
And the only one of us good to pass that test.
Thank you all so much for being my friends.
Well, let's wait till later to hold hands and kiss. We got a bowl game to win, right? Yeah.
In a dramatic turn of events, Bobby Boucher just arrived at halftime.
And on a fanboat, friend,
his mother drove him right into the stadium.
Oh,
my Bobby.
Time to open up some wolf ass.
Shit, he showed up. Just relax, relax. Go in and do exactly like we planned. Go, go, go.
This could be the start of some high drama, folks. Or are the Mud Dogs too far behind? Bobby Boucher is on defense. The Cougars are coming out from their own 20-yard line. Pitch. It's a reverse. Boucher's not for it.
They knocked the poop out of him.
Who?
Step in! Drink up now. I want you girls to soap up. Have faith in my Bobby.
The Mud Dogs are faced with yet another third and long. Grimlaw back to the pass. Oh, he's going to be stuffed again. And the Mud Dogs' offense is still unable to move that ball. But the way their defense is fired up, they still have a shot at winning this game.
Blake, Blake, come here, look. I wonder if we've got. Trust me. Go, 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 go.
The Cougars lead 27-7 in the middle of the third quarter. And he takes a knee.
I'm going to play or what?
Hey, y'all like my new offense.
All right, it's second and 12 as the Cougars line up on the ball. What is Red Bowie doing? Refusing to play offense? Yeah, this is bizarre.
No, no, it's not, Brent. It's brilliant because Red is taking the water boy out of the game. By kneeling three times and punting, he's going to make the Mud Dog offense try to beat him. The way they're playing today, that's impossible.
Well, the Mud Dog's most valuable player, the linebacker they call the water boy, is now powerless. That means Coach Klein will have to find another way to outfox Red.
Mud Dogs call a timeout.
Mr. Coach Pat. Where are you going?
I was just going to get a hot pretzel.
Mr. Coach Pat, are you afraid of Red Bull, you?
I am petrified of him.
Well, why don't you pretend that Red Bull, you, is somebody that you're not afraid of?
Pretend?
Yes. Visualize somebody you're not afraid of, and then attack, like you told me.
I'll try.
But he's right over there.
No, little baby. I put to my mommy, no, mama, mom. I'm mama, mama, mama. A poo-poo? Do you have a poo?
Okay. Now, this is what we're going to do. He's going to come here.
Come and get this one, Cougars.
Red 22!
Snap the grim off. I'll reverse. No, it's a double reverse. Oh, what a block. And Bougay springs free. Trouble.
Does have a few tricks up his sleeve after all.
What the hell is this? Huh? We go from a championship football team to a bunch of dogs.
Right now, we're going to go down to the sidelines and our man, Lynn Swan. Swanee, what do you have for us?
I'm with Vicki Ballancourt, who's taking over Bobby Boucher's water duties for this important game.
Well, I'm not taking over. I'm just trying not to screw up too bad.
Well, let me ask you this. What's your prediction for the rest of this ballgame?
My dogs are going to win 30-27.
That's very interesting. How'd you come up with that guess?
Guess? That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, be careful down this one.
All right. Main
Meany.
Where's Meany?
Meany.
Meany?
Yeah, Coach.
All right, Meany, get in there and let's see if that waterboy can stop you.
Go, 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 go.
Red is sending his best defender in as a running back? What do you make of this, Dan?
Well, Brent, he's got to find some way to neutralize the waterboy. He probably thinks that Meany will just pound it in there like the fridge used to do for the Bears.
Hey, waterboy! Is your girlfriend going to stain you again?
Oh, no, sir. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. You'll see.
Bring it to the hole! Your ass is mine!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
He sounds like a big choo-choo train.
Powerbomb. Complimented Captain Insano.
All right, field goal. Field goal. Go. Derek! Derek!
Yeah. Visualize the attack.
Go get the ball. Kick it.
How you doing, boy?
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no!
Late in the fourth quarter, Coach Klein opts for the field goal.
Well, then they have to hope for the onside kick and a touchdown to tie the game.
Dan, look what we have here. Boucher's in the game as a blocker.
Last game of the year, Brett. Can't hold anything back now.
Brett!
The snap.
It's a fake!
Boucher's out in front! A great block! Red Bull U is steamy, Dan.
Brad, he sees his perfect season slipping away.
The Cougars' lead is down to 3. The Mud Dogs need the ball back if they're going to have a shot at overtime. And Bobby Boucher is now on the kickoff team.
Last game of the year, Brent. Can't hold anything back now.
I know.
Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Oh, yeah, it is my bitch.
Remember, the ball must travel 10 yards. Football.
Mama, I got the football. I got it.
What a vicious hit. That was a cheap shot.
And what a dumb penalty. That puts the Mud Dogs in field goal range for the tie.
And I'm not sure the Boucher is able to get back up. Dan, you hate to see this happen.
That's high quality H2O.
The water boy just needed some water.
Wow, Dan. You think that up all by yourself?
Shut up, Brent.
Are you okay?
He tried to open up a can of whoop-ass, I mean, I wouldn't let him.
Okay, now listen. I have an idea for the last play. You haven't done this before. All right? The offense is going to line up like this.
Yes.
You're going to be right here.
There'll be no tie here today. Coach Klein is sending his offense back onto the field. He's going for the win right now.
Yeah, this is a real gutsy call, Brent. He'll either be a hero or a goat because of this.
And Dan, Bobby Boucher is back on the field. He is now playing offense.
We know, we know.
Manny, they give that water boy to football. I don't care if you have to stab him. Do not let him get away. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Let's go!
Get in there!
Let's do it, Bobby.
Dreading this day for a long time, but you got yourself a fine woman.
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Good luck, son.
This is the best day of my life.
Yeah! He just wakes up tonight.
What's gonna happen tonight?
You'll see.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
It's me, your daddy, Roberto.
Daddy?
You know, I seen you on the ESPN when they were talking about you being drafted by the NFL.
Not going to the NFL. I'm going to stay in school and graduate.
The hell with school, dopey? Take the money. You and me could be partners, just like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
That's it, Mama.
Thanks, baby. Now you go on, have some fun becoming a man.
I don't remember what day I didn't notice what time it was. Every time I kiss your lips, my mind. ever stronger. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time.